Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Sentence Report, daily podcast. So glad you joined us today. We've been releasing a lot of prophetic this week from the dream we had. Well, today I just want to release to you the same ability to have prophetic dreams at a new level. So we're going to talk about cultivating your dream life, your prophetic dream life. God wants to speak to you in the night hour.
To open my eyes, to see that you're shaping my life. All I am, I surrender. Give me faith to trust what you say, that you're your love is great. I'm broken inside. I give you my life.
Well, we give him our life. Thank you, Lord. Do give us faith. That's our prayer this week. We just ask God, wherever we lack, to give it to us. Well, welcome. It's Thursday. It is the 8th day of June 2023. New month, new beginning, so many things that are happening here. The sixth month on our calendar. We're still in the other month of Sivan, so we know we still got some more stuff to finish that God spoke through that prophetic word. And on these podcasts, and many of you that follow us, you're involved in many prophetic ministries. You follow them, you listen to them, you're taught by them. And I'm not trying to teach you something new. I just felt the Lord just prompt me to cultivate in you the ability to have faith for prophetic dreams. Now, there are many forms that God speaks, and this is just one of them. You got visions, angels, the word, impressions, on and on. There are many, many ways that God speaks. Dream life is a different way and a unique way. It's one way that God speaks to me prophetically more than any other way. I shouldn't say more than any other way. It's one of the most powerful ways he speaks to me. I'm a very busy person. My mind is busy. I would probably have been diagnosed with some ADD when I was a kid. H, had the H in there as well. I probably would have been. I don't want to confess that, but I was very busy, very active. And one of the reasons I think God gives me dreams is my distraction levels are high during the day. I function with it, but I can be distracted, and it's hard to focus all the time. And so God sometimes had to put me to sleep, you know, to get me there. I think we can all attest to that at some level. Life does that. Life, you know, complicates what you're doing in life. And then next thing you know, your days have gone by and you hadn't had time to finish your task. And you don't have that time always to just cultivate a place where you spend time with God to hear his voice, okay? I do that, but it's just harder for me. And I think when God gives me serious instructions, he does it for me in the dream life. Now, we know the scripture is very clear about this, about what he wants to do and how he wants to speak to his people. First of all, let me say this about your dream life. There's tons of studies that have been done, secular studies. I don't know if there's even any Christian studies that have been done, but that everybody dreams. There was a study by French researchers called Journal of Sleep Research, and they studied and found that there's evidence that non-dreamers do dream. In other words, people who say they never dream or they can't remember their dreams. Of course, I've had so many people walk up to me and say, you know, I never dream, but I had this dream. And then they tell me the dream. I'm like, well, you can never say never again because you now have had one. Well, at least you remembered one. In the research they did, only 6.5% of people said they never dream. So we're talking the 90 percentile. Everybody says they do dream. So we all do. It's a gift from God. And remember this, that you sleep 1/3 of your life if you're a good sleeper. Some more, some less. We sleep 1/3 of our life. And we serve a God that says he never slumbers nor sleeps. In other words, the spirit realm doesn't take a time out for 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever, 6 hours. It's always active, and it always wants to speak. And it comes upon men. We know what the book of Joel and Acts tells us, that he's going to pour out his spirit on all people. Sons and daughters will prophesy. Young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. And, you know, that's important because he covers all people groups, ages. Because for us, as you get older in the spirit, whether you're old chronologically or not, it's not important. As you walk in the faith longer, you still dream dreams. God still gives you stuff for the future. That's what they're about. John Paul Jackson taught us, according to Daniel, when he talks about Daniel talking to Nebuchadnezzar about how God gives dreams to reveal the heart. Most dreams are about your soul, about your heart issues, about what you're going through. John Paul said the numbers can be right around 80%. So 80% are about you and about what you're going through, your concerns, your troubles. A lot of times we do what we call flushing dreams. We dream everything that happened that day, and God's just flushing it out of our soul. But I want to talk about cultivating this, where you do some physical things, some spiritual things that produce or create an atmosphere for you to dream. I want to say this. One thing you can do is learn about it, read about it, cultivate it in that sense. But in Joel chapter 33, which is a very important Job 33, he describes this, the scriptures does. It says, indeed, God speaks once or twice, yet no one notices it. Now, I think that's very important. God speaks to us daily at all times. And I know there are critics out there that are challenging people like us that, you know, we produce too many podcasts, live streams on prophetic dreams and visions and what the Lord's saying. They have this attitude that God doesn't speak that often, you know, that directly, that we need to chill out on that stuff. And there are abuses. I'm not going to lie. There are people that probably do abuse that. I'm very careful not to criticize those people because it's between them and the Lord, and I don't know whether it was God or not God unless God directly tells me that. And I don't have enough time to be a heresy hunter and chase these people down. There's a place where they say, well, you can't get a prophetic word every day. And there are people on the internet to do that. You can get your prophetic word for the day, like kind of like a, they say, like a horoscope. But again, I'm not going to judge those people because God can speak every day. I don't have a problem with that. So we're probably criticized for what we do. And I list a lot of prophetic dreams and encounters because I think they're helpful. I love them. When I read scriptures, I see these guys. I think one thing we need to tell you is prophetic voices that sometimes, especially when we're preaching or teaching, we tell you a lot of experiences, prophetic experiences, dreams, visions, etc. But we don't always tell you, and I try to be careful to, but we don't always tell you that sometimes those were months apart, years apart. We had dry spells, 3, 4 months, 6 months, a year where we didn't hear real clearly. Okay, so sometimes when you listen to a speaker, you go, wow, that guy just must walk in this place where he's just talking and walking with God 24/7, having encounters all the time. And that's not always true because there is a time that God takes you through where you don't get the manifestations, or you don't remember your dreams, etc., to make you more hungry, to woo you to a deeper place in the Lord. So don't beat yourself up if you've been through that as well. But he says he speaks once and twice, and nobody notices it. I think I find myself in this one. God may be speaking during the daily life, and I just miss it. You know, I'm busy, or I'm doing good things. I'm not doing evil things. I'm just busy doing good things for God, trying to follow what he tells me to do. But sometimes he speaks and I don't hear it. So what does he do? In a dream, a vision in the night, when sound sleep falls on men, that's what we call REM sleep. That's, you know, when you get in that deep sleep. And while they slumber in their beds, he opens their ears. He opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. So here's the thing. If he opened something, that meant it was closed. It came once, it came twice, and nobody notices it, right? So you're not noticing it when he's speaking. So he has to open our ears while we go into that REM sleep. Why is that important to understand? Because in your REM sleep, your soul kind of gets quieted. Your mind, your will, your emotions kind of gets quieted. And your spirit man is the one that's most active and very receptacle. It can be a receptacle to the things of God at that time. It can receive information. And it's a time where you get that place. Now, you can get that in the daytime, but it's just a special time at night when God does this. It says he opens their ears of men and seals their instructions. So this is a sealing. Now, I believe, and many teach this as well. I know John Paul Jackson taught us this. This is sometimes you don't remember your dreams because God seals them for another time. I personally, this is my personal belief, I think that's what deja vus are about. We call them deja vus. You know, you're at a place and you know everything that's there. Everything's about to happen. Everything in the room looks exactly the same. And you're like, it's freaky, isn't it? And I believe these are dreams that were sealed in your heart for instruction. And so what it tells me, especially when I have one, is that I'm at the right place at the right time. It says of Joseph, I think it's in Genesis 9, about his brothers, they didn't recognize him. He sees them and says, then he remembered his dreams that he had concerning them. So there are times that we forget dreams or they're sealed and they come back. So don't beat yourself up. I'm trying to help you cultivate the dream life. Because if you're always constantly saying, I don't ever dream, I can't remember my dreams. Well, guess what? You're speaking death over this thing and you don't understand. Sometimes they're sealed. And you need to have this heart, God, help me remember, start speaking life over your dreams rather than this fear that you're not going to remember them. It says, then he goes on, he says, and that he may turn aside from his conduct and keep man from pride, keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from passing over into Sheol. Now, this is huge for me. I have to say this. Dreams have helped me deal with my pride because I get dreams quite often about my pride. Now, you say, well, I don't see pride on you. I hope you say that. But I do have it. Some of you say, I see it. But we all struggle with it. It's an area of pride, self-indulgence, looking at self, thinking about self. How can I promote what I'm doing, et cetera? It's so insidious sometimes how it seeps into us. We don't even catch it. But the fact is we all struggle with it. It is the root sin. Leviathan is the king of pride. And when you read in Job about Leviathan, you'll see all the attributes he has authority over. So this is a thing that we must understand. It's a strong spirit, that pride. And the dreams help us. We get to see how something's happening. I'll give you an example. If you have dreams that you're always the superhero, nobody else understands. You're the only one that sees what's happening. Nobody else does. And so you may wake up from such a dream and say, wow, thank you, Lord, that you give me discernment. You know what that dream's really about? That dream's about your pride. It's about the fact that you think you're the only one that sees. And you're the only one that understands. See, if we don't interpret right, then what's going to happen? We're going to go deeper in pride because you're missing what God's trying to speak to you. Because that dream was meant to keep you from pride, to keep you from the pit. Because pride comes before what? The fall. And he's trying to help you in that sense and let you see a picture of how it looks. How would you like somebody around you to say, look, I'm the only person here that has discernment. None of you have discernment. Let's say in the natural. And you need to listen to me because I see the way out of this. You're it. I'm it. You don't understand this. Okay, you'd say, wow, that person's really prideful. So God gives you a vision of that, a dream of that. Okay, this is one way to cultivate it. I say this to everybody. We're almost out of time. I could probably do a week on this easily. But one thing you have to do is before you go to bed is make sure that the last things that you do are healthy. Don't lay down angry. Don't lay down, you know, watching a horror movie, watching the news, things like that. Because what's happened, your mind is actively in memory phase of remembering that. So go calm down before you go to bed. Put something positive, scripture on, you know, or read scripture, or read something healthy, read about dreams. Begin to do something like that to cultivate your dream life. Well, I hope this is helpful today. It's just a small little tip, 15 minutes here. But I think it's helpful to us to understand that God wants to speak to us. You do all dream. If you can't remember, there's many reasons why. We just shared some of them. But I'm going to pray for you here at the end that memory would be opened up that frustration be removed, and God would cultivate your prophetic dream life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for all our precious followers or listeners who, Lord, are just walking with us. And Lord, you desire to speak to all men. You are no respecter of person. And I pray right now for everybody's listening to this podcast that, Lord, you'd cultivate their prayer life, their dream life, their vision life. But Lord, I pray that a memory would be opened. Lord, I break anything that's holding back their memory from remembering what you want them to remember as you seal instruction in them, Lord, or you help them avoid a pit. I speak life over them. I thank you for what they carry in this place today. In the name of Yeshua. All right. Come back tomorrow, Supernatural Friday. Love you guys. Well, thanks for listening. We're also reminding everybody we are going to Israel, October 19 through the 31st. If you are interested in going, you can email us at tours@christiancentershreveport.com. That's tours@christiancentershreveport.com. For all the information, we'll give you the land price, and then you can check for your own flights, or we can arrange all that for you. We feel like the Lord opened a window through the Isaiah 62 fast to go back. So check it out. We'd love to have you come on our trip. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.